The consequence of hatred is among the first physical and religious events in recorded history. The event involved two brothers, Cain and Abel. Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto Jehovah. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And Jehovah had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And Jehovah said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance falling? If thou doest well, shall it not be lifted up? And if thou doest not well, sin croucheth at the door, and unto thee shall be its desire, but do thou rule over it. And Cain told Abel his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Genesis 4:2-5. In this event, the reader is introduced to physical activity that results in spiritual conflict. Although the vocation of each was valid, the problem arose when they crossed religious obedience. The Apostle John wrote of the event, saying, For this is the message which ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain was of the evil one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. 1 John 3:11-12. The Hebrew prophet also spoke of the event, saying, By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he had witness bore to him that he was righteous, God bearing witness in respect of his gift, and through it he, being dead, yet speaketh. Hebrews 11:4. Physical and religious conflict is a part of society. In some areas, the conflict results in murder, and in others, ill-advised conduct. The recent conduct of two sisters had made national news. You can find as much or as little of the event with a simple internet search. When opposition to an individual's moral belief results in hate, forthcoming actions are unbounded. That is, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. 1 John 3:15. When the aggressor becomes the victim. Recalling Cain's view of the consequences suffered, he said, Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the ground, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a wanderer in the earth. And it will come to pass that whosoever findeth me will slay me. Genesis 4:14. Concerning the two sisters, as was stated by PJ Medium, one minute they were seen acting as human icebreakers, cutting a swath through a lovely installed pop-up memorial of Charlie Kirk on the steps of the Benton County, Arkansas courthouse. The next minute, they were jailed, jobless, boyfriendless, and begging for money to pay their legal bills. What's the word for that again? Oh, yes, consequences.